Okay, it's Parshas Chayei Sarah, and as we do every week, I'm going to ask a few questions and perhaps gain a little insight into different aspects of this week's Parsha. So the Torah tells us about Thomas Sarah Bikiryas Arba Hi Hebron, that Sarah died in Kiryas Arba, which is Hebron, Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. Vayavo Avraham Lispod Lisarav Livkosa. And Avram came to eulogize Sarah and to cry for her. If one were to look in the Torah, the actual Torah, or even a Chumash, one will see that the Chaf in the word V'liv Kosa is a Chaf Kitana. It's a smaller Chaf. So all of the letters are written normally in the normal font, in the normal size of every letter that is written in the Torah. And the Chaf is a Chaf Kitana. The Baal HaTurim explains why it's a Chaf Kitana. He says it's a Chaf Kitana Shelo Bacha Ela Ma'at. He only cried a little bit. Lefi Sheskena Haisa. Because she was elderly. She lived a long life. Because she lived a long life, as the Psukim tell us, she was elderly, she was 127 years old when she passed. So as to indicate that she had longevity, Arichas Yomim, Avraham Avinu, when he came to eulogize and cry over her, he only cried a little bit. And the small chaf represents that a little bit of crying. The obvious question that I have on the Baal HaTurim's explanation as to why it's a Chaf Kitana is, why not have a small bays or a small hay or a small lamed? At the end of the day, the Baal HaTurim doesn't really explain why it is that specifically we have a small chaf. I understand to have a small letter to indicate that Avraham Avinu only cried a little bit. There was a little bit of crying because she lived a long life. But he doesn't answer the underlying question as to why the Torah picks the small letter to be a chaf and not a vav or a lamed or a beis or a hay for that matter. Why is it that the chaf is small as opposed to all the other letters in the word v'liv kosa? The second question is, as we said, Sarah Imenu lived 127 years. As the Torah tells us, Vayiyu Chayi Sarah Me'a Shana Ve'esrim Shana V'sheva Shanim Shnei Chayi Sarah. Sarah's lifetime was 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. These were the years of Sarah Imenu's life. And the Medrash comes and asks, why was it necessary to articulate or to count the years of Sarah? All we need to know is essentially that she had passed. Why is it that the Torah enunciates and spells out the years of her life? Says the Medrash, Lahagid, to teach us, Ki bischus Sarah, in the merit of Sarah, Shechayasa, that lived Mea ve'esrim v'sheva shana, that lived 127 years, Timloch Esther, Esther ruled or was in control of 127 territories or provinces or states that she was in control of. Asks Reb Zalman Sirotzkin, the Aznayim LaTorah, Halo kama nechtos hoyo l'Sara. Sara Imenu had many grandchildren. V'lama zachsa dafka Esther lezeh. Why was it that because Sara Imenu lived 127 years, Esther was zoche to have 127 medinos under her control? Sara Imenu was the mother of all of Am Yisrael. Why are we focusing on Sarah, on Esther specifically? That because Sara Imenu was 127 years old when she passed, Esther was in control of 127 medinos. What's the connection, the correlation between Sara and Esther? Sara was the mother of all of Am Yisrael. There were other great women in Jewish history. Why are we focusing on Esther, that there's some special connection between Esther and Sara? And our final question for tonight is, the Torah tells us after Avram had buried Sarah in Ma'aras HaMachpelah, the Avraham Zaken Baba Yamim. Avram was old, Baba Yamim, he came into his days. The Hashem Berach is Avraham Bakol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avram Bakol with it all. Many explanations as to what Bakol means, but for our purposes, he had blessed Avram with a son. The gematria of Bakol is 52, and the gematria of Ben is 52. So Hashem blessed Avram with a son, and now it was time to take that son and find him a shidduch, find him a spouse. Vayomer Avram el avdos gan beis ha-moshel b'chol asher lo. Avram turns to his trusted, loyal servant, the one who was in control of everything that he owned. And Avram tells Eliezer, his servant, Sim na yadcha tachas yirechi, place your hand under my thigh, v'ashbi'acha b'Hashem Elokei HaShemayim, and I will have you swear by Hashem, who is the God of heaven and God of earth, asher lo sikach isha libni, that you shall not take a wife for my son, mibnos hakenani, from the daughters of the Canaanites, asher anochi yoshev bikirbo, among whom I dwell, whom I live. And why was it? Why was it that Avram didn't want Eliezer to take a girl from Mibnos HaKnani? Rashi explains a little bit later on in the Parsha the reason why he did not want Eliezer to take a girl from a Kenani family is because Bini Baruch, my son is blessed, Ve'ata, and you Eliezer, who has a daughter who is a Kenanite daughter, Ve'ata, you Eliezer, or Arur is cursed. Ve'ein Arur midabek b'baruch, and one who is cursed cannot connect, cannot cleave, cannot attach themselves to one who is blessed. That is a very difficult concept to understand in light of the fact that Haran, where Avram is from, where he told Eliezer to find a wife, where do we find that they're blessed? After all, Avram had run away. Avram ran away as a fugitive. They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They worshipped idols. We know that Avodah Zarah is one of the three cardinal sins that one has to give their own lives for, then serve idols. Where do we find that the daughters of Haran are any better, are any greater than the daughters of Canaan? They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So why was it necessary for Avram to demand that Eliezer promise him, make a shvua by God's name, that he has to take this arduous journey to find a girl from the land of Haran, because a Kenite woman is cursed and I am blessed. My family is blessed and you coming from Canaan is cursed. Where do we find that there's really any difference between both types of girls? It was so necessary for Eliezer to make this journey. He could have found someone in his backyard. He could have given his own daughter. Let's understand, Eliezer was a great Talmudical scholar. The Gemara tells us that Eliezer might not have died because he was such a righteous person. Eliezer had come from humble beginnings to become great, to be the Mishares, the one who was in charge of everything that Avram owned. Clearly, Avram thought the world of Eliezer, that he allowed him to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. Daughters of Canaan are cursed any more so than the daughters of Haran. And yet Avram says that you can't allow my child to marry a daughter from Canaan. You have to go and find a shidduch from my homeland, Mishpachti, from a place that's far, far away. So the drushas Haran, the Ran in his fifth drush, comes and explains that there is a fundamental difference between the daughters of Canaan and the daughters of Haran. And even though the daughters of Haran were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but there was still a fundamental difference. The Ran explains that even though the women of Haran, or the inhabitants of Haran, the families of Haran were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, their actions might have been bad, but their midos weren't. Says the Ran, what the daughters of Canaan possessed were midos ra'os that were passed down from generation to generation. They had tichunos hanefesh. There was something in their very being, their very soul, that was disgusting. It was like a chole haguf. There was something in the hereditary, in the DNA, in their very essence. As the Sifrei Refuah call it, it's a chaloyim yerushiyim. It was something that was transmitted and passed down from generation to generation. Something that's transmitted from generation to generation, a bad midah, the midah of kaas, or the midah of kina, or the midah of gaiva, those are inherent qualities in a person that are transmitted from generation to generation. And therefore, even though they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Haran, but they possessed good midos, they were kind people, they were considerate people, they were caring people. As Rav Runiman writes, Yesh Hevdel Yisodi, there is a fundamental difference between midos umaisim, between midos raos or tovos and actions. Midos ha'odam novaos mipnimiyuso, that the midos, the character of a person, comes and extends, is brought out from the very essence of a person's soul. And it's very difficult to change the midos of a person. Not impossible, but very, very difficult. Aval maisei ha'odam, but the actions of a person, those are just external actions. They don't define the essence of a person. V'shayach lishnosam, says Rav Rudiman, it's possible to change them. Avraham Avinu yodea. Avraham Avinu knew. Shemidas hachesed, that the midah of kindness, shahaisa tevua bikirbo, it's in the teva, the nature of a person, and that comes from a person's family. Avraham Avinu ratza sheyitzchak yikach isha. He wanted Yitzchak to take a wife that has and possesses these midos tovos. And therefore he commanded Eliezer, his trusted servant, to take a wife from his family, because he knew that they possessed midos tovos in spite of the fact that their actions were deficient. They were ovdei avodah zarah. But the daughters of Canaan, they were rotten to the core. They were cursed. Their midos were deficient. There was something fundamentally flawed. Their essence was lacking in basic decency. And therefore, even though the actions of both girls and families might have been the same, but their tchunas hanefesh, the essence, what truly defined their very core, was fundamentally different. And therefore, Canaan is cursed. But my family, a family that innately values chesed, kind, considerate, they might be ovdei avodah zarah, but it's easy to fix an action, much more difficult to fix a midah, a character flaw within a person. And the greatest example of this idea that a member of Avram's family is fundamentally sound as a person who possesses midos tovos in spite of the fact that she might have come from a family that didn't necessarily do the right thing but possessed inherent character, none other than Sarah Imenu. Sarah Imenu was from Avraham Avinu's family. Sarah Imenu was the daughter of Haran, who was Avraham's brother. Avraham Avinu saw firsthand that someone might come from a family that's ovdei avodah zarah, but if they possess midos tovos, if they possess a high character, quality people appreciate what it means to be kind and considerate, you could always change an action. Avraham Avinu saw where Sarah came from, humble beginnings, and yet she rose to the level of the mother of all of Klal Yisrael. And that is exactly why we compare Esther to Sarah, because those midos tovos that Sarah possessed, those midos of being able, in spite of all challenges and difficulties, were still able to see with clarity the Yad Hashem, to understand what it means to be the wife of a great tzaddik, to be in a very perilous state and still remain committed to her husband and to Yadus. That is something which is transmitted from family to family, from generation to generation within a family. And those midos were transmitted from Sarah to Esther. Says Reb Zalman Sirotzkin that Sarah Imenu, when she came to Eretz Canaan, there was a famine. She had to leave Eretz Canaan and she had to travel to Mitzrayim. And the officers of Paro saw her beauty and told Paro, and they placed a crown atop her head. And says the Medrash that Sarah Imenu, when she was in the palace of Paro, she davened that entire night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should spare her from this jail, this prison. In essence, she viewed the palace, this beautiful palace that most people would have looked at and said, I've reached the mountaintop. Look, I've come from nowhere. At that moment in time, Sarah was a poor woman who was traveling from place to place, didn't have a home to go to. And she finally comes to this gorgeous palace. A crown is placed atop her head. And she davens to Hashem to get her out of here. To her, it was viewed upon as a prison. And ultimately, a Malach Hashem had come and had punished Paro because of everything that had happened with Sarah, the wife of Avram. And that was Esther Hamalka. Esther Hamalka was given those hereditary traits. She was given what Sarah possessed, what Avram had seen, is passed down from generation to generation. He knew, Avraham Avinu knew, that Midos Tovos are passed down as are Midos Raos. And he didn't want Midos Raos, and he chose some with Midos Tovos. What Sarah possessed, her clarity of life, her understanding of what life is all about, that you have to live a life of purpose and meaning, and it's not about the biggest house or a palace. It's not about being married to the king. Sarah Imenu had that. And she passed down those Midos Tovos to her grandchild Esther, who was in the same state as her grandmother Sarah. As Megillas Esther tells us, that she was taken as well to the palace of the king. And she understood that this isn't the mountaintop. I'm not interested in being here. As the Megillah tells us, Ve'ez Maimer Mordechai Esther Asa Kasher Haisa Ito. That even though she was living a life of royalty, she wasn't interested in that life, and rather she still obeyed the words and the wishes and the commands of her uncle Mordechai. She wasn't interested in Tanugei Olam Hazeh and the joys and the pleasures of this world. She wasn't interested in the palace. That's the correlation. That's the connection between Esther and Sarah Imenu. That Esther was able to live a noble, righteous life because she had that DNA. She was given the Midos, those Midos, the Tchunas HaNefesh, the essence of a person which is passed down from generation to generation. What Avram had known and seen, that it was necessary to marry someone that has good midos in spite of the fact that the maisim of the family is not so great. Because he understood that that is something that's transmitted from generation to generation, and ultimately that is what spared Esther as she was living in the palace just as Sarah, her predecessor, had done before her. It was Sarah Imenu who was able to live a noble existence, who was able to live a life of clarity and purpose in spite of all of her difficulties and challenges. And that is the reason why when Sarah Imenu dies, Avram Avinu only cries a little bit. And that's the reason why, out of all of the letters that were chosen, it was a small chaf. Because the Medrash tells us, based upon our opening pasuk of this week's parsha, Vayiyu chayi Sarah, and this was the life of Sarah, Me'ah shana ve'esrim shana ve'sheva shanim, 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years. And Rashi comes and bavarns, Rashi anticipates, why is it necessary to come and tell us it was 100 years, and 20 years, and 7 years? Shouldn't the pasuk have simply said that this was the lifetime of Sarah? It was 127 years, not 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years? So comes along Rashi quoting the Medrash. It's coming to tell us something very powerful. That Bas Mea, when she was 100 years old, she was kibas eshrim. She was like 20 years old lechet in respect to sin. We know that a 20-year-old is not considered yet a bas onesh. She was someone that was pure. She lacked sin at 100 years old. She was like a 20-year-old. She lived a full life with all of these experiences that most people would have lived a life of sin because of. She spent time with Paro, who was a mushris, a terrible human being. And yet, she didn't sin. And that is why Avram Avinu cried a little bit. And that is why he was a small chaf. He cried a little bit because he knew that she lived a life, a long life. She was a skena when she died. But when she died, she was like a 20-year-old. What's the gematria of chaf? 20. He cried a little bit because she knew, he knew that she was going and standing before the Almighty as a tzaddikus, as an elderly woman who lived a noble existence free of sin. That's why there's a small chaf. He cried a little bit because she was a tzaddikus. When she was 100, she was like a bas onshin of chaf of 20 years. Because she was a righteous woman. And that's why a small chaf. That's why he cried a little bit. Because she was a tzaddikus. Avram Avinu understood. He saw way before anyone saw that to begin a Jewish home, first and foremost, you have to find a spouse that has midos tovos, that is kind, that is considerate, that is lacking bad midos, because bad midos are transmitted. They're inherent in a person's very essence and being. It's very difficult to change that. And it was because Avraham Avinu saw that, ultimately, that's what spared the lives of Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. Esther Hamalka, the great-granddaughter of Sarah Imenu, was zoche to lead a land of 127 medinos. Because Sarah Imenu lived a life of purity for 100 plus 20 plus 7 years. But the foundations began with the recognition of Midos Tovos. Have a good night. Thank you.